could.
If you're feeling nervous at anyone, just look at me.
It's okay, it's okay.
Where
is the
Shiloh? Oh, now you're going to hear Chet.
I don't hear
something
in Sechas
Megillah. Okay. If we have time, we'll tie it into Megillah. Hadlaka and Ochay Smith, right? That's the Shiloh. So the Shiloh is the Maisa Hadlaka, or that the Maisa Mitzvah is the Mice of Hanochas Haminer. Right, there's Machalikis Rishayim, there's Machalikis Toysis and Arban. Whether, when we say Hanocha is a mitzvah, what do we mean? Do we mean that the Hanocha, you can meniach the menorah and then light it, which is the Pashtus, which is the way Toysis seems to learn? And Arban seems to say, Arban says, no, you have to specifically, you have to meniach a lit menorah. Right? That he has two tzadim, whether you have to light it in your hand or light it somewhere else, and then you put it, just putting down a lit menorah is also fine, but it's not enough to place the placement of a menorah which is extinguished, is that, and then you're going to light it, it's not going to be good according to Adam Anochi. The placement of a lit menorah in the place by the Pesach, that's the mitzvah of the Anochi. Right, so Ramosha is matmir. He doesn't like pashas. You learn hanochis mitzvah is just that it's hadlaka is not as much as part of the mitzvah. Right, that's the pashas. Like Rashi says, hadlaka lav mitzvah kuli hai. Right, the hanochis mitzvah is not that you specifically need a hanochis. They're not specifically that the hanochis is part of the. That there's some ma'ase mitzvah called hanocha, but it's what? Okay. So the pashas of Hanukkah would be that it's a lack of a necessity of bedafka hadlaka is a mitzvah. So you could also say the Hanukkah alone is enough, but to say that you specifically need some sort of ma'isa of Hanukkah that putting down something that's putting a menorah which is not lit and then lighting it would be possible. He doesn't understand where should it come from. Where should it be? He says maybe it's telling you maybe it's because it's like hatavas aneris instead of hadlakas aneris. He doesn't see the heel. He vibes fair. Talking why should you? What would be the idea of requiring a hanochas hamaner? That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the hanochas hamaner. This time hadlaka. We're going to see what's the idea of that the mitzvah should be that specifically the hanocha.
Is he asking both of Taisus and Ramban?
No, Ramban. Taisus is not saying. Taisus just Taisus saying like you would think that you don't need the hanochas. Not saying that you can need any. It's just any type of. Hanocha, you don't need that locket to be the mitzvah, but the hanocha is not the.
According to this, you don't need the ma'is hanocha.
It's not that there's a new requirement called hanochas, right? They need a hanochas hamineri, another neidol.
What is it?
It's maybe it's a combination. It's the shem was on the lau shem mashu. It's a hadlaka and hanocha together. That a part. It's all part of the mitzvah. Not specifically the hanocha, right? The hanocha specifically. It's the hadlaka and maybe the hanocha plays a role. It comes together with the hadlaka. You need the hanocha to be also done right. But not that specifically the hanocha is the mitzvah. We'll see. We'll get back to this if we can.
But he's matching his efforts to the Maisa Anocha.
Yeah,
oh yeah. So the kasha should be on him also. Where do you have such a thing?
I don't think he's asking the kasha on places.
It should be the same question.
I don't think that.
If this kasha is made for Taisi, you should need a Maisa Anocha, so the kasha on him both.
So you could say that it's not so much of saying why. The only thing you see about the Anocha is that let's say Anocha would be possible. If you're a chayush, I tell them to do it. But that's because maybe that's part of the mitzvah also, and it wouldn't be kosher if it's not done through a oven kosher.
So the kashas, why do you need
a place? Maybe the kashas taste it. I don't think you're listening. I'm not sure if it's a kashas. Okay, maybe. Okay, so that's it. Yeah. And then we find that besides the hadlaka, we find there's an inyan of persuminisa, right? That the persuminisa is ma'akiv. Right? If you light in a place where there's not going to be a persuman, if you light a ma'al of mechof, or you light it to light up a fenim, you're not going to be yirtz. So shaila is what's the mitzvah of persuminisa? The mitzvah of persuminisa, is it a separate mitzvah? Is it a separate mitzvah? There's a mitzvah hadlaka for everything. The chadal kiveri have to be mavlik, And they were also, they were matzrich that you should do, that you should need pirsum minisa. And it's not that, and one is takamak of the other, the pirsum is, the mitzvah b'shleimusa is to have luck with the pirsum, and one without the other is not going to be good. Or is it that the pirsum somehow, the pirsum is a chelik of the mechayev of the hadlaka. The pirsum is mechayev of the hadlaka. Hadlaka is, the hadlaka should be a hadlaka of the pirsum. Not there's two inyonim. There's an inyon to be madlik and then there's an inyon to be mefarsim. And the one, they happen to be ma'ak each other. So the inyon is to be madlik the pirsum. That's the mitzvah. So Rashi's mashma, Rashi says that if you light inside, he says, lo yavim mokim chiyuvim. He says lighting inside is not the makom chiyuvah, right? Which sounds like that lighting inside, because there's a lack of pirsum inside. So it's not just that you're missing in the pirsum shabbat. You're missing the whole chiyuv hadlaka samanura. Inside you have no chiyuv. Inside there's no chiyuv. The chiyuv hadlaka is the light in the place of pirsum. That's the mitzvah. That's the mechayiv. The mechayiv is the pirsum. Mechayiv hadlaka is the pirsum. Right? Not that there's two separate inyanim. Right, that lucky b'fnim is not the makom chiyuv, right? Only a place with its weird shayach person. Taisus on the chaf beis. Taisus is a kasha. Taisus asks that why does it say that you light the ma'alim chaf? Taisus asks that so the Gemara says it's possible. Right, light the ma'alim chaf. It's possible. So Taisus asks why does it say it's possible? And other stuff like by sukkah and by mava, you don't say it's possible. You tell you what to do about it. Right, how to fix it. I tell you.
Mava,
the sukkah that says psul.
That's the
kasha. The Gemara asks the kasha in
sukkah
is about
mava.
Right. So why doesn't it tell you to, instead of telling you that it's possible, tell you how to fix it, right? Or the bottom, did you do that? So Taisus addresses over here. You have to understand that when you're dealing with that, the way to fix, it's not so easy to fix a hadlaka l'mayim l'chaf. You're only going to be able to. There's no real way to fix it. Aside if you hold hadlaka is a mitzvah, and even if you hold hadlaka is a mitzvah, the only way to do it is basically to extinguish it and to lower it. Right? Taisus. Sure, if you hold a lachis mitzvah and even if you hold a lachis mitzvah, it could be that won't help to lower it. You have to put it out and then lower it. So Taisus says that that's what Taisus uses that as a terror, that it's too much of an arichas for the Gemara to get into. That's too much of an arichas to say it. But Moshe's body doesn't say what's the if you're putting it out and you're relighting it, it's not a tikkun b'chla. What are you doing? You're not being misakin anything. It's not that there's a fixing. You're starting. You're doing a new mitzvah. What's the? It's not a tikkun b'chol.
Good.
So if maybe it's a little better. It's not great, but a little better. It would be if Taisa would hold that there's two separate in yonim. That you're talking. You would be yotzi a mitzvah hadlaka l'mayla michaf. The mitzvah that you're not yet to the person, and the person is ma'akiv, is a ma'akiv and you're adlock. You didn't do enough. But if you did a ma'is adlock and you just didn't do enough, and then because you didn't do the person, hagam, it's still can't say it's mamish or tikkun, because what you're doing a new ma'is adlock. But if tikkun just means that you didn't do tikkun, could be Taisus saying that the way what you say tikkun when you did something and it's not complete. Then you tell you how to fix it. So here you did something, you didn't complete it. So you tell you how to fix it. The only way to fix it is rather by relighting it again and putting it lower down. So maybe a little better if you learn like that. What? Yeah, we got this. So then there's a machlokes tur and the Rambam. The tur. The tour says that l'mayla michof is possible. People mentioned earlier the tour says that l'mayla michof is possible because of the roi. The Gemara says he said about l'mayla michof if light the b'fanim. The Gemara says two reasons why if you light the b'fanim, you take it outside you're possible. Right, one reason l'mandama had lachem is mitzvah, so it's good. Since the lighting inside is no good, l'mandama anochay is mitzvah. It's also not good to light inside because the roi of people seeing you taking a menorah from inside outside. They don't see it. They don't know that you did a little shem in there. Even l'mandam anochay is mitzvah. I says they need to have some sort of hacker in the hadlaka. Right? But so there's two reasons why there should be a problem with lighting in a place which wasn't good. Either l'mandam anochay is mitzvah, very nice. But if you even l'mandam anochay is mitzvah, might be a problem of the roi. And so the Torah chaps on the reason. Even though we pass on Logi Yisrael Mitzvah, Torah says the reason why it's possible is because of the right. And the question is why would he do that? Why would he ignore the Pashto reason of Logi Yisrael Mitzvah? Right? So the Bach explains. He says that he learns that once you have to come on to saying the Teretz of Raya, according to the other man, the Gemara fell off the first Teretz. Right? Once you have to come on to say Logi Yisrael Mitzvah. You have to say the reason that right. So the Gemara fell, you don't have to come on to saying at all hadlokah is a mitzvah. You don't have to say that the hadlokah is a mitzvah would necessitate that you light it in a specific in a good place. Hadlokah is a mitzvah would not necessitate you light it in a good place. Only now the Torah holds the only problem with lighting inside is only because of the right. So from here we see that obviously what's the pshat that you should not need if you hadlokah is a mitzvah. We know you can't acher shet v'katan can't light. Right, you need that locker. Hadlaka is that locker is a mitzvah. A chereshet if katan who does that locker won't be good, right? So what sense does it make that lighting in a place which is not roi that should be good if you hold that locker is a mitzvah? Why would the Torah hold that locker is a Torah? Other Rishonim they hold that locker is a mitzvah does not require that the place that they light in a good place. So vice is they're learning that because the place which is mitzvah the person. That's a separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah adlocker, and then there's a place where it has to be. It's a separate mitzvah, the person, but it's not part of that adlocker. It's a mitzvah. Adlocker is mitzvah. The dafka, the mitzvahs which are exclusively part of that adlocker. The cheresh of the kohen can't light, but that it should be in their place. That's a separate mitzvah. They all it's not market. The Rambam, however, the Rambam holds that he passes hadlaka b'mkein. Yitaka need here. He says the reason why if you're lighting inside is no good because hadlaka is a mitzvah. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. You gotta so then if you don't do it in the right place, it's no good. So he seems to learn that the makim is taka a chelik of the is taka part of the mitzvah hadlaka. It's not two separate chiyuv. Now there's a kasha on the Rambam. Again, the Rambam is saying that they had luck of him. He's passing that you do need had luck of him. Came, you need had luck. Now, the Minchas Chinuch is assuming. He's assuming that this that we say had luck of him came, is not exclusively when you get to Neres Chanukah. It would apply at any time. Any time there would be a mitzvah had luck. It would have to be done in the place that it's supposed to be. For example, Neres Shabbos. You would not be yotzei Neres Shabbos if you would be lighting Neres Shabbos outside. Outside the house, you have to. If you hold that, according to the Rambam, he's saying the hadlok is the mitzvah. You have to do that hadlok in the place where it's supposed to be. Anytime you have a mitzvah hadlok, it has to be done in that place. So he asks the question on the Rambam. He says that you could light a menorah with a zohar. How do you do it? You take it outside. If you get a kohen to take it outside, then it can be lit. Right. So you see from the Rambam that you could light a menorah outside. Right? I think he said lit menorah to chatzis kochecha. Also, maybe they lit the menorah outside. It's shy to light the menorah outside, but what's the pshat? How do you? So he says that you light the menorah outside, then you bring it back in. If you hold that hadlokah b'mkeima, then you need that hadlokah b'mkeima. So who adin in the base of mikdash? You should need that hadlokah to be in the market, and it shouldn't help to light it outside and bring it back in. So maybe you could answer. You could say that the Rambam holds that it's specifically when it's Chanukah. Why? Because the reason why the reason why you need hadlokah b'mkeima is only because the mokim is the mechayev of the adlaka. The Rambam is learning that the makim is the makim is part and parcel of the mechayev, the person that exists, the person haneris, that's the mechayev of adlaka's ner chanukah. So the place is part of the mitzvah adlaka. Unlike the person, the makim is the mechayev for the adlaka. So then he says you have to light it in the place. If you don't light it in the place, it's not good because the makim is what's mechayev the adlaka. But not like that. But in the base of mikdash, it's not like that. Base of mikdash, there's a mitzvah of menorah to light the menorah. There's a mitzvah where the menorah should be. But it's not that the mokim is what's mechayiv that lock. It's two separate things. Right? It's like the other tzad. In the base of mikdash, there's a mitzvah of menorah. There's a mitzvah where the place it is. The place is not the mechayiv of the menorah. Here, the whole mechayiv of the menorah is the place. Is the person. So then the Rambam, so that's the only time the Rambam holds that the person is that the need a block of bim kim. Otherwise, the Rambam holds you don't need a block of bim kim. So near Shabbos and the base of Mikdash, wouldn't he have luck of Mekim? But this we can refer to the Maksa Shekel. Right, the Maksa Shekel has a kasha. He doesn't understand what, right, the Ramos says that the reason why it's possible, Lamayla Mechof, is because you need that luck of Mekim. And the Marshal says the reason is because the Roya. Right, what's the difference? Either way it's possible. What's the difference? What's my Nafkamina? What do you mean? So what's the sort of question? What do you mean what's the Nafkamina? It's a big enough community, and you get to all. If you pass the hadlaka, if you need hadlaka b'mkeimo, you don't need hadlaka b'mkeimo. like I mean, get to all other mitzvahs have locket that there are. Do you need that locket to be mukayim or not? Right. So the Machzor Shabbos is asking on the Ramos what the issue is with the Marshal. That the Mashal is changing the reason that it's brought down in the Amud. I'm always saying the reason why it's possible is because of the Hadlokah B'mkema. And the Mashal is coming to say that it's possible because of the Raya. And he doesn't know what's the difference. But what do you mean what's the difference? It makes a big difference when you get to all over everywhere else. So, but Elfizah, that's not sure because it doesn't affect anywhere else. It only affects Neres Chanukah. It wouldn't affect, Hadlokah B'mkema wouldn't necessitate in other mitzvahs Hadlokah that you should need the Hadlokah to be B'mkema. Only by Neres Chanukah where the mocking is the Mechayiv, where the mocking of the Pirsum is the Mechayiv of the Neres Chanukah. Okay, so now you get the Kavos HaZakpul. So there's a Shail, so the Gemara talks about Kavos HaZakpul, whether if it goes out, you have to relight. And the Gemara says that if Kavos HaZakpul, then you would also have to light it well the first time, right? That the shemen and the psilos that are not tosher for Shabbos would not be able to be used on Chanukah if you hold kavos hazakah, because you hold kavos hazakah, part of the mitzvah is ensuring that the lights that the neres last. So then you're not going to be able to use those neres. You're only going to be able to use high quality oil and psilos. Right. So there's a machlokes. Rishonim, the Ramban and Tosfos. B'negeya too, what happens on Shabbos? What happens on Shabbos? You light the candle light in there, it's Chanukah on Erev Shabbos, right? And you're not going to be able to practically have be zaktul, right? If it would go out Erev Shabbos, or if it would go out on Shabbos, you'd not be able to be zaktul, right? So Tosfos says that doesn't make a difference, right? Because the Yisoid that Zakik law doesn't change, right? You have to be Zakik law. So even on Shabbos where you're not going to be able to relight it, what's the difference? Right? You still have a chiv to make sure that you light it well the first time, so that it should last on Shabbos, because that's what Kavos HaZakpul says. You have to relight it, and even though practically you're not going to be able to relight it, but theoretically you would have to relight it. That's enough to tell you that you have to light it well the first time. It's not, you don't need that you should the poil be able to zakik law in order to tell you to be able to light it well the first time. It's enough that you said that you're responsible to make sure zakik law hagam, you're not going to be able to do it. So he says that shouldn't change on Shabbos. That's how that makes sense. That it shouldn't make a difference Shabbos, not Shabbos, whether you're going to have to be whether you're going to practically be able to zakik law, not zakik law. You should be zakik law, then you should light it well the first time. The Ramban, however, says not like that. He says that Shabbos would have a din like. With like lemandama kavs ein zakhla, even lemandama kavs zakhla on Shabbos, it's going to be this equivalent of kavs ein zakhla. Because once you can't be zakhla, then it's the equivalent of saying kavs ein zakhla. So what's the pshat? It shouldn't depend on whether practically you're going to be able to be zakhla. It should depend on what your chiv is. Right? The chiv is to be zakhla. Now your chiv is not to, and it shouldn't make a difference if practically on Shabbos you're not going to be able to be zakhla. So maybe you say like this. Maybe you say that what's the idea? The idea of kavos hazakhla is the idea of person. That hagam you could be a yoytze hagam that could be there's a mitzvah hadlaka, but the shaila of kavos hazakhla is if you have to be mefarsim then mitzvah the person, if you should have to continue lighting to ensure that you get the full person, you should have to relight it. So the shaila, maybe the shaila, you can clear the shaila that we're having all over in kavos hazakhla also. What's the chiyuv of kavos hazakhla? Right? Is it a separate mitzvah? Is it also right again the same? It's just a separate mitzvah of kavos hazakhla, which is to ensure the person, or it goes into the mitzvah lakah. The mitzvah lakah is that you should light it and you should make sure that light lasts. Right? It's not that there's two like the same shaila. Is the person its own mitzvah, which you did your hadlok. Now you have to ensure a person. So you have to ensure a person with kavos and that's what kavos hazakhla tells you, that in order for you to get the full person, you have to keep lighting it. Or is it no? Is that it's part of your hadlok? Your hadlok is to light it and to ensure you light it and be mefarsim, and your hadlok is kaseder to relight it. the Seder, it's a chiyuv to relight it. If you say that your chiyuv, because it's considered to relight it, because that's your chiyuv is to be mefarsim. So it goes into it's part of the hadlaka part is the chiyuv to be mefarsim. But the mechayiv of the hadlaka is to be mefarsim. So maybe that's the machlokes. If you learn that it's that the person is a mitzvah on the side. So then maybe you say like Tesis. It doesn't make it. What difference does it make if you practically are going to be able to zaklo or not going to be able to zaklo? Your mitzvah is to be zaklo. Your mitzvah is to be zaklo. Your mitzvah is to be mefarsim the neis keseder for a certain period of time. So it's not going to make a difference. It's not going to make a difference if practically you're going to be able to zaklo or not zaklo in your mitzvah pirsim. So your mitzvah pirsim should tell you to light it well the first time to ensure that you're zaklo. To ensure that you don't have to be zaklo. To ensure that the neis lasts. However, if you learn like if you maybe the Ramban's learning that the kavsa zaklo goes into the hadlaka the kavsa zaklo is not just a side mitzvah person. It goes into hadlaka. The hadlaka is the kaseid to relight. So for that to be able to say that you have a chiyav hadlaka, to be able to say you have a chiyav hadlaka and to ensure that the lights last. That you can only say if you have bepoil to relight it. If you will not be mechuyev later on to relight it, you won't be able to be mechuyev now to light it. Right, so I'm not sure this is a. Yeah, he's saying that if you hold the kavsa zaklo is not just a side mitzvah person which to ensure that the neiros last. But rather it's part of your mitzvah hadlaka. Mitzvah hadlaka is to light it, and to make sure that to keep relighting it. That's your mitzvah hadlaka. To make sure you make it last. For that, you can only say that you can be mechuyev now to light it in such a way that it should last. If later on you're going to be poil mechuyev to relight it. If the poil you won't be able to be mechuyev to relight it, you can't say that now you have a chiyuv to light it in such a way. In order to put it into yachiv hadlaka, then it needs to be yachiv. In order to say mechuyev lahadlik in a way that it should last, you need to have a bepoil to yachiv later on to say that in order that you should let if you have a chiv later on and you're not going to be able to mekayim yachiv later on. So now you could say I can be mechuyev now to light it in such a way that I shouldn't have to come on to that. But if I'm not going to be mechuyev later on to light it, then what sense do then you can't say that now I'm mechuyev to light it in such a way that to avoid that eventuality where if that later on it's not going to be chiyuv anyway.
Why isn't that a chiyuv? Shabbos have a chiyuv. It's just that you
can't. So that's not called a chiyuv. That's what we call that's not a chiyuv. There's no way we're going to be mechuyev a person to relight on Shabbos, right? It's not a chiyuv. It's oynus shachar patshe, whatever you call it, but you're not mechuyev.
You can't say Chazal were mechuyev you, but Shabbos is the oynus. They knew about Shabbos,
so
they weren't
mechayev. Not mechuyev later on. Taisa is not saying that it's a chiyuv. Taisa is saying that it shouldn't be totally in a chiyuv. Why should we totally in a chiyuv? It should be totally in the yisoid. All the Chazal are saying with kavsa zaklo, or going to Taisa, they're just telling you what's the nice way of doing mitzvah. The nice way of doing mitzvah is that there's a mitzvah to be mefarsim the neis. So ketzei to be zaklo. That's all it takes to tell you that even on Shabbos, the hagam there's no practical chiyuv, but there's a mitzvah to be mefarsim that exists even on Shabbos, so you have to light it well the first time. But Tosfos the Ramban is going to say that it's not enough to say that there's just a nice mitzvah of a person to say that now you have a chiyuv hatlaka in such an open that it should last. If you have a chiyuv later on to avoid that you have a chiyuv now to make sure that you have to be yotzei chiyuv for later. If you don't have a chiyuv later on, you can't say you have a chiyuv now to be madlik in such a way that it should last. Okay, so then there's the Bashas Sakana Menicha Shchana V'Dayi. Right, so there's also we have to understand when Chazal said that Bashas Sakana, you don't have to light it outside. So what is it? Is it that they took off again the same shot? Is the two separate mitzvahs? There's the mitzvah Pirsim and there's the mitzvah Adlaka. And then when Chazal said when at the time of Sakana where you can't be Mefarsim, so they just knocked off the Pirsim and they left you with the Adlaka Bifnim, or is it that b'shasa zakano, where if you're learning that the mitzvah is exclusively person, the mitzvah is to be mefaris in the neis, so then it's not going to be. Then you're going to need a new takana. B'shasa zakano, it's not going to help to take off the mitzvah person. You're going to need a new takana to allow you to light inside. So they're showing the Rishonim the Ramashma that that's not what they did, right? The Ritva says he brings a raya from a Shas Sakonim Nicha Shana Medayu that any time even before the Sakonim Shalei B'Shas Sakonim, if you can't light, let's say he says you live a lamayel on the chaf, there's no way for you to light, no way to feed him in fast on the haste. So he says light inside the Loigora. He says this is Loigora. Lenshah from Shas Sakonim. So it's just like in Shas Sakonim you light for your bnei bayis. So you always light for your bnei bayis, even if you can't light for the outside, you light for your bnei bayis. Right, so he's clearly learning that when they were that B'shas HaSakana wasn't a new takana for the Bnei Bais. No, there's always a takana for the Bnei Bais. Even Shalosh HaSakana would be a takana for there would be an inyan for the Bnei Bais, because he's learning there's two separate inyanim here. There's a mitzvah ad loka and there's a mitzvah person. And the B'shas HaSakana, they took off the mitzvah person, they left the mitzvah ad loka. So you see from the B'shas HaSakana that there always is a mitzvah for the Bnei Bais, which Chazal with the B'shas HaSakana they decided they let go with the mitzvah person. And they left you with the argument of mitzvah lock. So he says, I think the other Rishonim will say a similar idea. The Peshas Takana wasn't that they made a new takana. They took off the mitzvah person. They left you with the mitzvah lock. Okay, now getting back to the Hanocha is a mitzvah. Right, so we bother by the Hanocha is a mitzvah. What's the sense that you should have to be mad? That you should have to be meniach a menor? A menor do. Where would that come from? That you should have a mitzvah to be meniach a menor, right? A menor do. But if you say maybe the Hanocha is a mitzvah is taking everything a step further. Till now we're talking whether the person is a chelik of that locker or is its own mitzvah in that locker. But maybe the Hanocha is a mitzvah is taking it a step further. He's saying that the Hanocha is a mitzvah is that because since the menorah is the way to ensure that the neiros last, the Hanocha is a mitzvah is just the shalheves, it's just the light, right? But the neiros, the neiros is what actually keeps the light going. So he holds that's a chelik of mitzvah because he holds that's the whole the since in order to ensure person you need it to last. So he holds that becomes mamash part of the mitzvah. The Hanocha. Since the menorah is the only way for the to achieve person is only through the menorah, is only through the lasting of the menorah. So he holds that goes around in the mitzvah. The whole hanocha becomes a ma'aseh mitzvah because the hanocha, the menorah, is also part of the mitzvah. The hanocha is, and if a chesher the kohen puts down the hanocha, then it's not enough because you did just that shalheves alone is not enough. The person makes the whole hanocha into ma'aseh mitzvah. So I was saying that the person is only maybe it's mechayev that locker or maybe it's a separate mitzvah that locker. But here he goes so far as to say that it actually requires that the hanocha should be done in a way that he makes that the hanocha is part of the mitzvah because hanocha is the only way for you to ensure that there's going to be person is the hanocha, so the hanocha becomes part of the mitzvah. So this you can explain that the Rambam's down the back. There seems to be some Rishonim who seem to be Mekasher, Kavza Zoktlo, and Adlokah is a mitzvah. Right? That if it goes out, you don't have to relight it because Adlokah is a mitzvah. Which doesn't seem to make sense. What difference does it make if you hold Adlokah is a mitzvah? If you the Rambam brings down a Rashba, it says something, he throws in, when he's saying Kavza Zoktlo, he throws in that Adlokah is a mitzvah. Right, so what it shouldn't make a difference. You know the Hanocha is a mitzvah, it could be Kavsein Zoktlo. It shouldn't make a difference, right? So maybe, what?
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely
should not make sense.
Ask it, it's a question, Zik.
You have to take a look at the Rambam, see what you make of it, right? If Hanocha is a mitzvah means that it is taking everything a step further, is taking the person a step further, then he's for sure. Then it could be that it's not shaykh that he's going to say the kavsein zaklo. Could be he's going to, because they're saying that the two things go together. The kavsein zaklo is ensuring that the person lasts, and Hanocha is a mitzvah is taking that a step further, saying that because of that the whole Hanocha becomes part of the mitzvah. So he's saying, so then it's shaykh that it's not shaykh that l'mando hanocha is a mitzvah. You're gonna have to be kofzah. It's not that two things go together. They happen to be that it's not shaykh that l'mando hanocha is a mitzvah. We'll hold kofzah zavgul. We'll hold kofzah ein zavgul. Because if hanocha is a mitzvah, then then he's saying that the person is so much a part of the mitzvah that it makes the hanocha a mitzvah, then he's just going to hold it. The kofsa is going to be zakut. You have to be zakut. Okay, now shtigal agod. What's tak of the shayla if the person is part of the nerinat? So maybe we could say that the person, right? We know that in Chanukah there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of the neris, and there's a mitzvah of the halal of Hidot. So maybe we could say that the person is also it has to do with halal of Hidot. That the reason why Hashem defines him, that's together halal of Hidot. And the question, let's assume that the reason why Chazal became a person is because together halal of Hidot. That to be far from the nice is part of the, it would be not so much mitzad adlock, it would be more mitzad the halav haidah. And the question then we have to deal with is whether the halav haidah has shaykhs to Neres Chanukah. Whether halav haidah does the halav haidah have anything to do with Neres Chanukah? Pashto's halav haidah is going on the nitzach. It's not going on the Neres. But we could somehow say that the Neres has something to do with the nitzach, that the Neres have something to do with the nitzach. That the halav haidah would have something to do with the neris, then maybe you could explain why the person would be mamish a part of neris chanuk. We find that it's like a funny thing that you find that noshim amuchuyiv in neris chanuk because afin hoyu bois anes. What does it mean afin hoyu bois anes? That they were in the neris that they were going to be killed out. What does one do with the other? What does the neris chanuk have to do with the nitzachim from the right? Either he's going to be wiped out, or it's because of the Yehudis. Either way, it doesn't make sense. What's Shaykh is to the Ner Chanuk? You find also there's a Ritva, the Ritva of Megillah. I didn't see it this time. I think I remember this. I think there's a Ritva of Megillah. So that's out when the Gemara is saying the Mechayiv of Megillah. The Gemara is one of the Chiyah of Megillah because it makes a Kal Chomer. It's a Kal Chomer that just like when we were saved from Miso. Aliyam and Mechayiv Shira, so it's a Kavachemer, just like we have this Lechere, so the Koshkim and Mishal Chaim. So the Mormon is Kavachemer. He said, he throws in there, who had in Ner Chanukah? The same way Kriyas Megillah is Mechayiv Machmas Natzolo, so the Ner Chanukah has something to do with Natzolo. So if someone say how, if you someone figure out what the Ner Chanukah have to do with the Nitzachim, and the Halav Haidah has to do with the Nitzach, the Halav Haidah will somehow have to do with the Neres Chanukah, then it will be understood better assuming the Halav Haidah is out of person, why the person should be a part of the Neres Chanukah. This would for him, for another Zach, if you assume, if person is Taka Mitzah Halav Haidah, you would also explain what's Taka the reason why person is more of a Ma'akib when it comes to the Neres Chanukah than it is by Megillah. The Megillah is not Ma'akib, right? You could lay Megillah inside, only the Bismana, you don't need 10 people, right? But the Neres Chanukah gets Ma'akev. Why is that? Because if you learn that the person is inside the Halav Haidah, and the Gemara says that Megillah produces Zuhi Lula, so you can't say that the Halav Haidah is Ma'akev, because you have the Halav Haidah, right? My Neres Chanukah, if you're saying there's an Indian of Halav Haidah, so that you could say the Halav Haidah is Ma'akev, because you don't have it otherwise, right? But you can't say that by Kriyas Megillah because the whole Kriyas Megillah is good for Halavido. So you can't say that the person which is extended, which is himself is Halavido, should be Ma'akev.
Where the Megillah? Elastic.